Liturgical Day, Wednesday the 29th, in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to this. If the master of the house had known at what time the thief would come, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect." Peter said, "Lord, did you tell this parable only for us, or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Imagine then the wise and faithful steward, whom the master sets over his other servants to give them food rations at the proper time. Fortunate is this servant if his master, on coming home, finds him doing his work. Truly I say to you, the master will put him in charge of all his property. But it may be that the steward thinks, 'My lord delays in coming,' and he begins to abuse the manservants and the servant girls, eating and drinking and getting drunk. Then the master will come on a day he does not expect, and at an hour he does not know. He will discharge his servant and number him among the unreliable. This servant, who knew his master's will, but did not prepare to do what his master wanted, will be punished with sound blows. But he who did what was deserved a punishment without knowing it shall receive fewer blows. Much will be required of the one who has been given much, and more will be asked of the one entrusted with more." The commentary is by Father Josep Lluís Socias, from Badalona, Barcelona. Today, upon reading this fragment of the Gospel, we realize that each person is an administrator. When we are born, we all receive an heredity of genes and capabilities to fulfill ourselves in our life. We discover that these capabilities and our very life are just a gift from God, inasmuch we have not done anything to deserve them. They are the personal, unique, and non-transferable gift which bestowed our personality on us. They are the talents which the same Jesus speaks about, and we should make them grow during our lifespan, capabilities for our complete self-realization, but with the additional possibility to communicate and share these values with each other. Jesus finally ends the first paragraph by saying, "For the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect." It is our hope, Lord, that Lord Jesus will come at the end of time. But now and here, Jesus also appears in our lives, in the simplicity and in the complexity of every moment. It is now, then, with the Lord's strength, we can live his kingdom. St. Augustine reminds us, in the words of the psalm, "Happy the nation, who God is the Lord, the people chosen as his very own," so that we can be fully aware of it while belonging to his kinship. In Luke we read, "You also must be ready." This exhortation implies a call to fidelity, never submitting to selfishness. It is our responsibility to know how to react to the goods we have received with our life. We read in Luke, "Knowing his master's will is what we identify as our conscience, and it is what makes us responsible for our actions. It is a matter of justice and love on our side to generously respond to mankind and towards each one of its loving beings."